Oh, hey there. Welcome to another episode of Techotastic.
It's Chris here. Let's talk about some technology. Now, it's been quite a while since the last episode of this podcast, but there has been some sort of traction going on in the other show. Trust me, I have a beard. You can check those out if you want to find all of the shit that I'm doing. Podcast-wise, go to facebook.com/ETAcast. Appreciate all the new followers. You guys rock. Also, Trust Me, Have a Beard is on Spotify. So you can find Trust Me, Have a Beard on Spotify right now. I'll be getting Techotastic on there as well. Just in due time. As anything with this endeavor of mine, it kind of takes the back seat of... in my life. It's more of a hobby. So, I do appreciate everyone tuning in. It's been quite the journey for me. And I get some sort of solace knowing that I get to talk into a device and essentially talk to myself without feeling like a crazy person. But I'm probably still crazy. Alright, so in this episode, we're going to talk about some stonks. That's right. Get your fucking investment hat on. Turn the charts on to candle. Before we jump into any of that, I do want to say this: don't take any of this as financial advice, as a sole financial advice. You know, if you listen to the last episode of Trust Me, I Have a Beard, I make it very clear that take everything with skepticism. I mean, that's the scientific process that's been proven time and time again. And once you can weed out all of the bullshit, you start realizing what the truth is. So check that episode out. Do your own due diligence. Come up with your own conclusion. Don't trust anyone's word on its face. You know, do your own research. It's easy to tell the truth on certain things, right? I mean, I know the sky is blue. And if you need to verify that, look outside. So there's many different things that I'm going to go into, for instance. And people might say, whoa, those are really fucking crazy claims. Like anything on this podcast, well, Techotastic, I try to keep it to only facts. But I am going to speak very factual about what's going on in the stock market. But also, this comes from experience. You know, the stock market or any sort of... these markets, the cryptocurrency market, any of these currency markets are all backed by the idea of a buyer and seller. You know, it's all backed by supply and demand, rudimentary, basic economics. And if you ask me, it's all one gigantic Ponzi scheme because people have found ways to manipulate the market, as we're about to talk about, to make vast amounts of money when that wasn't the intention of the market to begin with. So once again, you know, don't take anything that you hear or read at face value. Do your own due diligence. You know, it's not too hard, right? If I tell you that the price of silver is $100 right now, you should buy it because it's going straight up. I would hope that you verify it and realize it's not $100. It's never been $100. But we're going to talk more about silver in particular. Let's go ahead and slide on in into this whole debacle. Now, I recorded this episode a couple days prior, and I should have waited until the weekend. Just because I, you know, the market closed and everything in regards to stocks. Let me catch everyone up to full speed on what exactly happened, and then I'm going to go into my sort of monologue about the stock market. Okay? Strap on in. Thanks for tuning in. Glad you're here. Okay. Let me pull your ear. More cheesy rhymes here. All right. Anyways, what the fuck was I saying? Yeah, the quick rundown of what exactly happened. with game stocks. I'm sure someone's seen that term. Elon Musk himself has tweeted it all in one go, and arguably pulled a rally as well. So, once again, don't believe what you read all on the internet. It's not just one group of people, it's many tractions. And let's go into why this happened. First, the before the storm is a hedge fund decided to bet against GameStop. All right. So hedge funds are a company that has an allocation of funds from fucking millionaires that love fishing. They love fishing all day. They give Bill $1 million every single year just to fucking double his money. Fuck it. Bill's good at investing. That's what a hedge fund is. When a bunch of millionaires get together and they flood their money into one umbrella corporation or company, let's say, that its sole reason of its existence is to make gains, and the best gains that possible. Now, that they also have a lot of influence on the stock market because money's power, right? Don't fool yourself in thinking that money's not power in this world. It's designed that way. So they have a lot of they have a lot freer capability of trading amongst the common person, and we're going to get into that as well. So this hedge fund decided to say, I think it was Melvin Capital or something, decided to say that they're revealing their short position. And I think that they try to do it in some scummy psychological way of saying that the stock price is going to go up or something. And someone basically called their bluff. I don't know. I could be fucking wrong about that. But regardless, what someone should understand here is a company that had a lot of money, loads of money, way more money than anyone could conceivably have, and your 10 friends have, decided to bet against a stock. That's shorting a stock. So their interest is having that stock go down to zero, even, right? Fuck it. Who cares? They're betting against the company. So, a community, investment community on Reddit, Wall Street Bets, which I've been on many of times before all this shit, saw this. Now, there's some very acute users that are on Reddit and that do have the best intention for people. But we're going to get into how that can be very, convoluted. But this, in this case, it did work out. Now, this user called this short position and tried to get everyone to rally behind them and drove up the stock price single-handedly by market buys. Market buys being a buy on the current price. Okay. Now, it drove the price up so much that from a year ago today, the stock was around $2 or $3 or something like that, to its all-time high to close to $500. And the majority of the gains happened in 1 week, in 7 days, in which a lot of them, huge compound of the gains happened in a mere couple of days. Now, there it certainly proved something, as I said before, that the game, this is a huge game to everyone. I don't believe that this is the intention of the stock market. I mean, some capitalist economists, pro-capitalist, pro-economists, please explain to me how this is good for any economy of people making these side bets and not necessarily giving a shit about the company itself. They're just making side bets to multiply their money. There's no repercussion because they have so much money. I mean, so in my case, because I am, and this is where I'm going to get very opinionated, this has ran its course. I've said this on Trust Me, I Have a Beard. Capitalism has ran its course. Companies just can't keep growing and growing and growing, all right? It's unsustainable, period. And we're witnessing it unfold right in front of us, where bigger companies are just demolishing smaller companies. I can care less about the restaurants. Honestly, if you ask me, I think the restaurant industry is a dying breed anyways. It's just this novelty thing of sitting down and having someone else cook for you in a kitchen that you hope that's clean and you hope that no one's sneezing on your burger. It's a novelty thing. Sure, they're going to be around, but I think it's time for people to like move on and stop caring so much about the restaurant industry. It's easily the least needed sector of industry ever in our society. It's so luxurious and unneeded, it's ridiculous, right? I mean, fuck, I don't need to go to IHOP for them to sell me an egg for 300% profit. It's a little ridiculous. I know how to fucking cook an egg. Fuck you, IHOP. Fuck you, Denny's. Fuck you, all breakfast places that are charging hundreds of percent. And that's my problem with those types of industries. Which is the point, right? I mean, those companies are the best interest is to charge more money on their product so they can have better returns, so they can grow more and more. It's incentivizing them to keep growing and growing and growing. And who gets the short end of the stick? In many cases, most cases, it's always the consumer. Always trickles down to the consumer. And this is where the inflation comes in. And this is where the idea that the Federal Reserve is a fucking joke comes in. So to think that, let's just put this all full circle here, because I tried warning people on my particular friends list on Facebook, had they been in the short squeeze rally, congratulations, great. Now's the time to take your gains. To put it bluntly, you're stupid if you don't sell when you make those types of gains. Okay? You know, if you're the lucky person to buy game stocks at even $10 a share, and for it to go up to close to 500, I fucking sorely hope that you don't think that you're the leader of this cause and you feel like holding is the best thing, because there's a revolution coming on here and you're making a point by holding your GameStop stocks. It's like, seriously, this is the time to ace them and sell. That's the smart thing to do. Now, I might sound a little jaded that I, you know, hey, yo, of course you didn't get in this rally. I sound a little pissed. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I mean, because I would have definitely I would have signaled the stock had I was scrolling around on fucking Reddit around then. I would have at least thrown like 150, whatever, you know, something that I'd be willing to just watch based on my research for that hour or 2 or 3 hours on fucking Reddit and, you know, going around and stuff. Because there's no doubt about it. There's a lot of traction going on about it. And this is fueling the like silly, blase, I don't really give a shit, hold, bro culture almost, I want to say. I'm seeing it all over the place. I'm seeing it on my friends list. I'm seeing it on, you know, obviously Reddit. And I'm seeing it even on like dating things and whatnot. People are trying to reference the moon and holding. And while it's cool and cute to like reference something pop culture, you should definitely try to at least show that you're a competent person in regards to what you're doing with your money. I mean, it's a little serious. There are people in this world that don't have money that, let alone in America, that don't have the ability to even conceivably try something like this. So be a little more fucking humble about what you're doing. And if you do have best intentions, You shouldn't be rallying behind something you really don't understand. Because, as I said before, they're doing a lot of market buys. That's like the most chump thing you can do. It's not going to keep going up. That's not how it works. Supply and demand eventually gets exhausted, especially when it comes to a bunch of random people trying to drive something up. Eventually, there's going to be some sort of consensus of, fuck this, I'm out of here. I need to pay off this debt. I don't give a shit about this cause anymore. And it's going to trickle down into that, and eventually people are going to sell the stock back all the way down to whatever the fuck, 50 cents, who cares? GameStop is obviously a company that's not worth $300-$400 a share. It's let alone $50 a share, okay? It's worth maybe a price of a video game, like a nice budget video game, $20 to $30. That'd be what I'd be willing to purchase it in. And I could be completely wrong. I mean, it could keep going all the way up, but you know, I think most importantly, I want to say, don't get lost in your own emotion and hype and what you feel is something that you're connecting pieces on. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. And in this case, this unfolded in someone's favor because of how the market gets manipulated. There's shorts that happen all the time. And short squeezes are something that happens all the time. It's nothing new. In this case, the new thing was the surge and how parabolic it got. Notice how I'm using past tense because I feel like it's not going to go anywhere. The people don't understand this too, is now you're trading amongst each other. Now the stock is basically a meme stock that's traded amongst the memers. Do you really think that high investors have interest in game stocks at this point? No, they don't. They sold their position. They cut their loss. Oh, let me write that one down. That took a loss here. So they're not going to let that happen again. That's for sure. Now they're hiring people to scour Reddit boards and whatnot. I'm not going to say they won't let it happen again, but they're going to be way more poised to see this coming. They're going to have double agents, for instance, in people's Discords. Get ready for all that, because that's how willy-nilly everyone is. And I get it. You know, everyone's really pissed off, and it makes for a good headline. Oh, people are stiffing it to the man and shit. But let me just remind people, you don't stiff it to the man until you cash out. Do you actually have something fungible? Fiat currency, at the very least. Not game stocks. That's nothing in this world. It means nothing. So understand that. So I'm really trying to hit home on that, because it's exhausting seeing people reference these memes because they just discovered it. And what's exhausting about it is I feel like these are the people that are going to get burned hard. There's a lot of people who are going to make money off of this and are making money because they're smart and they're selling already. But there's equally amount, or if not way more, people that are losing a shitload of money because they feel like this is going to moon, Lambos and all these other references. And then they, you know, oh, pump Doge. Let's just be very immature and not, you know, give some technical analysts on it, because no one can. These people that are referencing the memes, it feels like no one can reference why it's going up. It's just, they're just spreading the hype. It's the same thing when people were talking shit about Windows Vista. When Windows Vista had a lot of really great features in it that propelled Windows, no one gave it a chance because everyone was talking shit about it. I swear that's what happened to the operating system. All right? I love you, Microsoft. I love you. Yeah. So I mean this from the best intentions, and that's not me being salty at all. This shit happens all the time, especially when it comes to something super fucking random in which people are making money on. Because people are so desperate, they're figuring out new ways to make extreme amount of money. Case in point, the pandemic, and I'm glad people shut this shit down. The stupid toilet paper supply. Someone thought it'd be a great fucking idea to buy all the toilet paper up and, hey, you can come to my garage and I'll sell it to you for $15 a pack. No. But I'm an entrepreneur. I bought all the supply out. No, you're just an asshole. You're just a piece of shit of a person. So these scenarios are playing itself out. Okay? Yeah. And above all, they're not productive in society. The most productive thing that can happen out of this Wall Street bets is the people that are making extreme profits on should be showing altruism on what it means to have power with money and how you can influence the world with it and influence it in a good, positive way by uplifting. In solving real problems, poverty, malnutrition, disease, real actual problems, not fucking focusing on, trying to influence everyone on the internet. I mean, it's great that people have made money, but like I said, I mean, now is the time to cash your ass out. I still have some speculative signals. So let me just say that right now. I don't have any game stonks, but I have some speculative signals. They're small bets. I'm monitoring them very closely, and I have limits of where I'm just gonna exit. If it and I'm willing to cut a small loss, whatever, I don't give a shit. But I'll play the game because everyone's playing it, of course, right? I don't wanna be left out. No one wants to be. So with that being said, don't go all in, all right? You want to stay at the poker table if you're playing the game. So in this scenario, you're in this huge, massive table, and everyone's saying, no, call, no, call, raise. No, Joe, fucking raise, you fucking idiot. I mean, you go on Wall Street Bets, and it's a little, it's ridiculous of how memeing they are, and it kind of shows you like the current generation's mentality and how they kind of treat people. They call everyone retards, apes and snakes and this other stuff. It's just, I mean, first you're laughing about it, and then you kind of think about it, and you're like, this is, we're talking about money here. We're talking about, people's livelihoods and people, betting against things. This can, you can go into horse race Reddit and see the same type of shit. So it's just, at the end of the day, this is gambling at its core. It's legal gambling. So yeah, definitely, capitalize on it, but be humble about what you're doing, and if you're making these gain, super gains and stuff, try to actually, be good about it and not influence people to buy more because you want to make that much more money. You don't want to become the hedge fund employees or the fucking millionaires and billionaires that are in or the investors of the hedge fund. You don't want to become those people, right? That's the whole movement behind this, quote unquote. And I'm very skeptical about that too because we're talking about money here. We're talking about people making money. No one has a problem with that. Okay? And that's the intrinsic problem with capitalism because there's no limit on anything. You just keep it going. Fucking ride this bitch out into the sunset. GameStop. Unlimited stocks. Print more out. Print more US dollars out. There's an end game here, everyone. In my extreme opinion, this is not a sustainable thing. This is just an experiment of like, okay, well, remember that thing capitalism? And everyone got really crazy about materialistic goods, and they got really greedy, and they started buying up multiple houses, and they got really fucked up, and they started like, charging hundreds and thousands of percent of profit on their products when it only costs them a mere couple of cents? How much is it enough? I mean, how much money needs to come out of the fucking Federal Reserve fucking mint, apparently? Unlimited supply, just fucking, where, this building, to just keep going here? That's backed by nothing. So let's get into, someone would ask me, right? Well, okay, Mr. Chris, what would you do? If you were an investor, what would you do? First thing is first, I wouldn't go all in ever. Never in my life would I think that that's a good idea. I don't care how much money I have. I think that's the most impulsive bad idea. Yeah, absolutely. It can pay off. There's no doubt about it. That's when luck comes involved. That's when your luck is outweighing your emotions. Now, sure, if you're 100%, you can like prove it through data and whatnot. You have some inside information. Those are the scenarios. Yeah, go all in or whatever. 95%. Those scenarios I'm totally open for, right? But those are very unordinary scenarios. However, this is an unordinary market. It's always been. It's irrational. So the key word here is diversify. Diversify, diversify, diversify. This doesn't mean two things that are similar, let's say, okay? You know, people really think that it's all numbers and whatnot, but you have to think that, what's the intrinsic value of this? What is this thing that I'm buying? What is this? And yeah, you can be really speculative. And like I said, I do have some speculations, but they're super small in what I'm actually really invested in, right? That's what a smart investor does. I mean, they know what they should put their money into, and then have little side bets over here that you really just don't, you know, not necessarily don't care about, but you're watching closely rather than your bigger bets because you know they're safe. You know, you want to spread your risk out. I mean, it's like investing 101 stuff, but I see it time and time again. People are just going all in, you know, I bought game stocks at 350. And it's at 313 now, but I'm still holding. Hold, everyone, hold. Of course you want to fucking tell everyone to hold. You're the person that just put, you bought three shares at $350. So, yeah, of course you're trying to, like, go on the meme train and stuff. Of course. Do you think that the person that just sold or is ready to sell is going to say, yeah, dude, go for it, brother? Like, this is what I'm trying to say, is it's infeasible. There's no intrinsic value there. It's fucking games. The company's called GameStop. Any gamer will tell you that they haven't been in there in ages. And now I'm seeing on Reddit, like, oh, buy all your stuff on GameStop. Oh, if you go on their website, you can get anything you want. Oh, let's just make GameStop the new Amazon. It's just, you know, that's because it's in your best interest. At that point, in what I see this devolving into is it's devolving into what a hedge fund is, which is like, I want to keep all my greedy investments to myself, and I'm willing to influence the market in very unethical ways because it's in my best interest. Like I said, I could be 100% wrong, could keep going all the way up to $1,000 or whatever. That'll really blow my mind, and in fact, it'll blow my mind so much that I'll probably hedge all my money into what I'm about to talk about right now. Let alone the crypto market, that is definitely arguable, poised to take over how we view money because of what the blockchain is and how it can be used as the public ledger and being a ledger that's unmodifiable, it's cemented in value. There's no fucking closed doors behind this, motherfuckers. And yes, we do need to take the power away from the federal government in regards to them printing money. They shouldn't have sole control over it, while at the same time raising gas prices overnight 30 cents to all of the Americans in the East Coast because they want to make some money back. Because, you know, they just gave everyone $600. Okay, this is what happens all the time, you know. You want to put your finger on it. Well, the finger is right. The person that has the button is the fucking government. And they know it. And that's always been the problem with the Federal Reserve, is they have way too much power. Now, they definitely have a position to play in society. Law and order and this, that, and the other. It's just right now, they obviously, what they did of taking our dollars off the gold standard was the worst thing that they could have done. It wasn't in everyone's best interest, that's for sure. Definitely not. They planned it out. They rigged the system, and they drew the rules of how big dicks can play. So let's talk about a little bit about my speculation. Yeah, I definitely think that you should diversify. Most importantly, you should really understand what you're investing into, right? You want to spread out your interests in regards to, okay, you feel like electric cars are going to be the future? Well, don't bet it all on one company like Tesla. Spread it out. Tesla is not going to be the only company in the future making electric cars. I hate to break it to you, okay? Elon Musk knows that too, and he's welcoming that. He doesn't really care. He's trying to go to fucking space, right? He's just getting your money right now from you buying Tesla and going, yeah, this is good space bucks, all right? So, yeah, grab some Tesla stocks, grab some other EV stocks as well. But also, you want to diversify. So that's your EV electric car. You feel like electric cars are the future. Awesome. I'm agreeing with you. Amazing. That's a smart move. Great. Let's take another asset. Okay. Grab some cryptocurrency. Would you put all your money into a coin like Dogecoin? Fuck no. That's a meme coin. You can easily do your research on that. Okay. Would you put a little bit of money on it? Like, you know, maybe just say, hey, I just want to put like 15 bucks, 20 bucks on it and see where the fuck it goes. Yeah, go for it, whatever, you know. If you can afford to lose all that, for sure, you know. And most importantly, if you can afford to lose any of the investments, that's when you should be only investing, not when you are risking it all. And unfortunately, people are doing this because that's how desperate they are. I've been in this position many of times. Okay, so now you have, you know, some of your crypto, you know, you're backed up. You feel like Ethereum is going to be the cryptocurrency that everyone's going to agree on, and you grab some, you know, some ERC-20 tokens, and you're like, fuck yeah, great. Great, I'm with you. This is good diversification. You got your EV, you got your crypto speculation as well. Those are two emerging technology. The EV is definitely way more safer, right, because electric cars already exist, and crypto is way more riskier because it's not a technology that hasn't been settled yet, right? All right, let's go ahead and move on to our investment portfolio. There's a company that's hover taxis, you know? Okay, yeah, that seems like a good investment because look at the company Uber. Everyone's taking more and more taxis. They don't want to buy cars. So there's going to be, you know, a demand for these things. See the trend, what I'm saying here? Now let's get into the real fungible things that you can really wrap your head around, and that is physical assets. Now, physical assets have a real limit because that they just do, right? Physical assets being like gold, silver, palladium, platinum, all right? In particular, silver is a extremely speculative interest with these hedge funds. Now, anyone can do their own research and realize that there's a massive short interest in the silver market because they're calling future contracts, big dicks are calling future contracts in which they don't have the physical silver to back it up, okay? Let me just explain that again. With the game stocks, it's different. They have the physical stocks to back it up because they that's how the rules work, right? With the, and that's why they lost billions of dollars, because they had to, This is like a, you have to do this. You have this. All right, go for it. You know. In this case, the silver market, it being a global market too, and not only that it's a, you know, pretty looking metal, but it's used in all of our electronics, especially more and more these days, because of how, you know, intrinsically it's the best at, I believe, thermoconductivity. So there's no other better metal out there other than silver in regards to that. So not only, you know, it's not about jewelry, it's about the electronics that you're using. It's important to understand. So there's a massive short interest in the silver market because people already know how stable and how great of a value it is, especially in regards to, let's take Tesla, for instance. Well, their you know, their car, let's say, uses the metals that it uses is mostly silver. Let's just say that. I'm not sure about it, but I guarantee you there's some fucking silver in that Tesla. I guarantee fucking to you. Okay. So, you know, in this case, it's in Tesla's best interest to make sure that they have a silver hoard to keep up with their car production, right? To keep the car industry going. See the point I'm trying to make here? This is a completely recycling asset that is the safest value in your entire portfolio. So as far as the safe marker goes, it's the safest thing you can think of. When these contracts get called, it's going to be very interesting how they're going to resolve on getting this physical silver. So that's something to think about as well. Do I think they're going to get bailed out? No, because that'd be the most ridiculous scenario to ever conceive. So this is going to be extremely interesting. That's how you diversify. And then you just take that rule of thumb of, you know, sectors in society of what's going to emerge. Take AI, for instance. You know, that's going to be emerging technology. Do I think that Nike has a good run in the future? No, I don't. It's a weird speculation. Yeah, I could be 100% wrong, but to me, there's no value that backs that. Is Nike a better company than Microsoft? No, they make fucking shoes. Okay, I can make some shoes. I can't make what Microsoft makes. Okay, that's the point. It's the same thing when I talked about IHOP earlier. I can go make my own fucking eggs, right? And I get it, yeah, like, oh, there's a whole sit-down experience and stuff. But at the end of the day, you're focusing on the wrong problem. Like, you're wasting, what I'm saying is you're wasting your money and time. It's not needed in society. It's ran its course out. Go make your own eggs. You'll save some money. And then you can buy some silver with, you know, your savings. So, grab some silver. I listen to Peter Schiff, so I'm just going to shout out Peter Schiff. You get some on Schiff Gold, I believe it is. Is that what it is? I think so. I'm not sure. Schiff Gold and Peter Schiff, just type in Peter Schiff and you can find it. You can buy silver straight from his sort of silver company. He's a very pragmatic individual. He doesn't really understand cryptocurrency and how it does have a place in our future. I really argue against that. But hey, you know, he's got his own debate on that. He doesn't have a problem talking about it, that's for sure. He's a great economist, and I think that everyone should give him a listen. Just, you know, listen for sure. Once again, this isn't any sort of financial advice. I hope that everyone that's listening really understands where I'm coming from. It's in everyone's best interest, I think, as much as everyone, that the hedge funds and these big millionaires have obviously proven that they're not willing to spread the wealth. They're not willing to be altruistic. They're not willing to solve the problems. All they're willing to do is just try to capitalize on everyone so they can justify buying their next condo home, right? while claiming that they care about climate change. Talking about every actor out there too, right? Those people could be doing a lot more, that's for sure. So, but also too, I want to clear things out that what Robin Hood did, yeah, I agree, like, it's definitely evil of what they did, like halting trading and stuff. That shouldn't give a huge red flag out of like, oh, this is the time to regulate these motherfuckers. This is the time to make sure that they can't rig the system. Okay, they've been doing it the whole time, so just get it done already. And no, that's not how it works. You know, I've seen AOC almost like nerd rage about it without her, obviously not her doing the due diligence of, there's many scenarios of why that could have happened, why Robin Hood would have shut that down. And the most obvious one is they couldn't guarantee the trade. You know, being that Robin Hood is a commission-free platform, they have to make money. That's how a company works, right? Right? Capitalism. So given that they have to make money off of trades, they have to have special interests in making money on trades behind the scenes. So of course they have big hedge funds that are supplying stocks. That shouldn't come as anyone's surprise when you're getting a trade for free. Okay? You're using their platform. You click on the agree button. There's a bunch of agreements that you're signing up on, right? So do I think that it's evil of them if they, you know, if the big dick investors, the hedge funds, or in this case, I think if they're called Citadel, that they're like, hey, we need to pause this, we need to pause the GameStop fucking trading right now, and these stocks too, because we're losing an extreme amount of money. You guys got to do this right now. Otherwise, we're going to fucking pull out all of our money from your company, and you're going to fucking fold. That, you know, it's a touchy subject. It really is. Like, I don't know what else to say. Don't use Robinhood then, right? Same thing goes with Facebook and this sort of argument. People cry about free speech on the right, where Facebook is just trying to audit their site to be a productive platform. That's their intentions, what they're claiming, right? So do they have full reign over that? Yeah, they do. Can you sit there and fucking claim free speech and whatnot, and you're preventing me from making money because I can't be on your platform? I don't think so, man. That's their platform. You can, there's other avenues around it, just like there's other exchanges that didn't halt the GameStop trading. So what I say to these investors that got burnt on that is you should have had a contingency plan. Pure and simple. I don't know how else to say that. Is there should have been some sort of contingency plan for you rather than you throwing your arms up and going, see, look, oh, you already proved the point by short squeezing the hedge fund. You didn't need to prove the point more by saying, "There's look what's going on here. Look, Robin Hood, they shut down. Look, the irony of it." Yeah, I get it. It's super irony, but it's not a surprise. It really is not a surprise. So they're clearing. They didn't have enough in the house to clear. Put it that way. Clearing house. That's what all that means. The ACH transfers that they have to back up a loan to. Think about the people that are depositing $1,000 and they have instant deposits. Guess how they get the instant deposits, folks? They have to back that up by their own money, obviously, until it clears with the bank. Like, I'm not trying to take sides on this and with anyone. I'm trying to be very neutral and point out, like, you can't just fucking throw your hands up and go, see, and this is why I'm holding now, fuck these people. No, that's not, no, your emotions are taking over. And two, the intrinsic problem is the U.S. dollar is being manipulated. It's not about just the stock market. It's not about any of this. It's about the power disparity that these people have on the US dollar, and it's in all of these big dicks' interests to keep it this way. The government, to the multimillionaires, these movie stars, investors, all of their interests to keep them in their own society, as they've been trying to do the whole time. This is a great way to expose them. I completely concur. Now is the time to rally behind real fungible things and call their bluffs, such as silver. As I explained with how it's the safest bet in this whole market. But you're really going to make them bleed at that point, if that's what you want to do. Calling their bluff on silver, they might have to go fucking to pawn stores and get some silver spoons. Melt those bitches down to fulfill their contracts. yeah. All the other stuff is just, you know, people are just calling each other and going, shit, hey, GameStop, can you guys print out 1,000 more stocks? Hey, GameStop CEO here. Yeah, we don't give a shit because we already sold our fucking position, or, you know, 30% of our position. We're making a shitload of money from these Redditors. Yeah, we'll go ahead and print out another 1,000 stocks for these fucking idiots. That's what's going on right now. Don't get fucking burnt by it. You're sitting in the bubble. Yeah. I was going to say my monologue, but now we're getting on 50 minutes and I need to change my clothes out here. But we'll talk more about this on the next episode of Techotastic, see how it unfolds, because I'm very curious, as everyone is. We're all watching it. I would not buy a stock at its extreme all-time high or anything at its extreme all-time high. I would wait, be patient. Patience is the key, for sure. Okay? Yeah, thanks, everyone. Remember, you can find this episode, hopefully, on Spotify. And trust me, I have a beard as well. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope you have a tech-o-tastic day. Enjoy that technology. Use it. Don't let it use you.